Hey guys, welcome to HowToTruckDriver101.com. I'm Big Ken, and this is HowToTruckDriver101.com. You can communicate with me on the YouTube channel. You can go to HowToTruckDriver101.com and check out the website. Or you can catch me on Twitter on HowToTruckDriver. I probably said that wrong, but you can go on the website, click at the top, and it has our store, which I'm just getting the store together, and you can check out the lovely Facebook, Twitter, the podcast, so basically everywhere, man. Trying to entertain you guys, give you a heads up on trucking is what I really try to do, so my podcasts are not long. I'm just trying to give out some helpful information. Today I want to talk about why would you become a truck driver? That's a good part. One of the reasons most people try to get into trucking is they try to get in because they want to make more money. They usually got guys in, not educated, thinking, oh, okay, I'm going to become a truck driver and all that big money is, you know, back in the day. Which is kind of one of the biggest problems in trucking is that we have this back-in-the-day complex. You know, 20, 30 years ago, it wasn't uncommon for, a truck driver to be able to run illegal, make a lot of money, and then became legend back in the day. In today's world, we have rules. And, you know, in some ways, only the strong survive nowadays in every profession there is. So I'm going to tell you right now, if you think you're going to get in the trucking and make the kind of money that, you know, that uncle of yours 22, 23 years ago used to make, you can forget it. Trucking today is basically you got to learn how to make things happen for yourself. So in that sense, you know, it's like factories. I mean, there are guys who are in factories right now that are booming, doing very well. And there are guys who are in factories right now who can't make a dime. The difference between one guy and the other guy knows how to make his money. He knows how to get deals. He knows how to, you know, has connections with people. And that's the same thing in trucking. You got to know people. Not as far as in trucking. See, in truck driver is different that knowing people gives you the power and the opportunity to do something. It doesn't give you the guarantee. So let me give you a little instance. Let's say you go with Warner Enterprises. Or you go with Swift, one of the first-time employed companies, or CR England. You go to these companies, you're gonna be truck driver number 3,047 at the bottom of the list. So they're gonna give you freight every once in a while when they got freight. Then, as you work your way up, as you prove that you can do better, all of a sudden, how you get along with the dispatcher is going to start coming through. Then also how you handle when occasionally they can't get you home. If you act like a jackass, they're going to remember that. If you don't act like a jackass, they're going to think, you know, oh, this guy's, you know, dependable, somebody that I want on my team. And then other doors open. You can move into other professions if you choose to, or you can become an owner-op. Once you start to be able to work with dispatchers and find out who the good guy is and the bad guy to stay away from, and also you learn how to fire a dispatcher, which I'll tell you about that right now. It's firing a dispatcher is pretty easy. You just switch accounts. You know, you start to work your way on dedicateds. Now, when you get to yourself on dedicated, some guys can get it when you first start out. Always remember, again, this is all about creating opportunity for yourself. So, to reiterate, what you have to do is you have to talk to people. So, like, let me put it this way. When I got into trucking, I called every day to what we call driver placement. And when I spoke with driver placement, every single day, they would tell me, no, we're going to put you on the list. The list is a way to get you not to call. Right? It's always first come, first serve. Because at the end of the day, the customer's always right. And if the customer needs someone today, we have no reason to sit around waiting on you tomorrow. So you have to really understand that business and understand that this is not a union shop. You know, so first come, first serve always in almost everything. That means I've literally talked to so many people in that department so many times that eventually they know me. And eventually they go, I remember you. And when they hook me up on a dedicated account, the people that are in charge of giving them to you, you show up and do a good job, they will hear about it. Then you turn around and you don't be the guy that gets a smart mouth or an asshole with somebody. Now you're building your rep, your dispatcher, and your recruiter, and all these people who you've dealt with in the office are now building a reputation for you as a truck driver. And the office is who runs the freight. So the more they like you, the more they believe in you, the more they know they can count on you, all of a sudden you're somebody that they can depend on. So what do you end up doing? Well, you end up creating a reputation that you can live off of, you can make money off of. Now, that's a description as a company driver, and that's how you make money. And that's one of the reasons, if you're in this for the long haul, then it's worth it. If you're in this to make some money for 2 years and hit it and quit it, I can give you a way to do that the best way. I mean, the best way if you're in to hit it and quit it and make a lot of money, start with a first-time employed company. Immediately when it's opportune, when the opportunity arises, become a trainer. Then, as soon as you can, go into the lease purchase program. You will make more money and you will have a lot more fast opportunity. That's the hit and quit it way. The problem with that way is you will burn out fast. I know. I took that way. I did not become an op, but I did become a trainer as soon as possible. When you become a trainer, I trained after 6 months, after a year, but still, most companies you can do it after 6 months. Go ahead. I mean, it's, you know, it's the options are there. And it's just one of those things, man, where you really got to be dedicated to it. You know, you got to be a dedicated guy. You got to be 110% dedicated to being a trainer. I mean, you're going to get crazy dudes in your truck that want to fight, want to act like fools. You just got to be ready for it, you know, whatever's coming, you know. But if you want to do it that way, I mean, that's the way to do it, fast to the cash, but that's a tough way to do it. Now, training, I would say anybody out there, man, it's going to always put you in a better situation because you make the company more money, especially right now in a recession. Now, as jobs open up, I'd say probably by next year, man, I would imagine so many people are going to get out of trucking that it's going to completely go back to the way it used to be, because the economy will go up, there'll be other jobs, people with kids won't want to do this type of job, and before you know it, you'll be, you know, one of those dudes making that money and be solo if you want, or train, you know. But the hit and quit it way I described, the fast way, man, that's the straight way to the cash. But man, you will burn yourself out. I mean, I can tell you right now, man, I was running so hard back then. I was addicted to $1,300 a week after taxes. I was addicted to it, boy. I was like a junkie. I had to get my fix, man. I couldn't help myself, you know. I mean, you see that $1,300 a week after taxes. I didn't say before taxes. I said after taxes. I mean, you know, it just, ooh, it make you feel good, man. I mean, you know, it ain't nothing like when you go to your bank account. You go there and you be like, oh, $1,300 a week, and the bills for the whole month are paid. Then you get another check for $12, right, or $1,000, because usually the first of the month is big, and the second month's a little smaller. So next one I would get would be $12. I'd be like, oh, you know, I go spend $300 just on nothing, and put the rest in the bank and let it sit. You know, I mean, it was a fun time in my life. Believe me, I was working literally. People were laughing at me. They was like, one dude I was telling, I worked that hard. I used to go on the road 8 weeks and be home 2 days. And people would laugh at me, you know. But, you know, I look at dudes like, anybody who would tell you, you know, out here getting money in any shape, fashion, or form, they ain't doing it easy. They out on the grind. They out putting their grind on, you know. Like Lil Wayne, you know what I mean? They out doing it. Nobody's gonna sit on your ass. You ain't gonna get, nobody pays you anything for sitting on your ass. Even if you're an online guy, you got a blog and comment and create a social network and everything. I mean, howtotruckdriver101.com, man. I've been pushing this one for about, I said, 6 months, and I'm finally in the Google search engine. And I mean, you're talking a lot of comments, a lot of participation in social networking and things. And it takes a lot of time. I mean, I put, 3-4 hours into it. And I mean, my Facebook is still not up to the point where I want it to be and other things, but I'm still working on it, so be patient. But it's just tough. But you know what? This is what it takes to get what you want, you know? So, like I say, my whole goal with this is to help you guys get the heads up. Now, as far as getting your own truck and training, man, that is one of the lucrative ways, a very lucrative way to make money in trucking. Everybody knows the pros and cons. I discussed that, but the other part is lease purchase. Now, I heard CR England has a new rule where they used to do 3-month leases. I've heard they stopped. I called a recruiter. She said they only do 6 months now. So, to me, I mean, it's a possibility that can work for you. What I would ask them off the bat, if you're going to CR England, I'm just going to speak on this. It's a little off topic, but whatever. If you're going to CR England, be very aware that it's a good company in the sense of if you need to put yourself in a position where you can get either with a good dedicated or where you're doing mostly refrigerated. Then you're going to put yourself in a good position. Also, Conway, they do a Conway load, and I've heard from several drivers that that's a good account if you can get on it. A lot of guys tell me they're not on the account, but they do a lot of the freight, so it's like lanes. A lot of times, it's like, let me put it this way. I used to do a lot of Conway when I was to work for Warner because I was never late on the load. You will find that dispatchers or planners tend to pay attention to what you never late on. So that's the key. Another thing I'll tell you too about creating that good reputation and making that money, they want to see if you run. If you run balls to the walls, full throttle, 8-9 hours nonstop at least, then you're going to prove that you're a good truck driver. But if you're a guy that stops every 10 minutes, man, you can forget it. It takes real guys who just soldier through to get what they want out of life. That's what you got to be. Well, I mean, guys, I just wanted to, just discuss that little issue there. Another thing I'm going to bring up today I want to talk about is the fact that being an owner operator is a big responsibility, but first we want to talk about the key thing to make money in it. And again, as I always say, I get this from other people, it's like the Conway and other things. I go out and I speak to people and I come back and I give you the knowledge. So, from several people I've talked to, one guy I spoke with, and I'm going to mention names, I'm not putting anybody, older dudes ain't real keen about being on the internet. It's kind of tough to get interviews with guys. You see an owner-operator 30 years in, they do not want to do an interview online. They don't trust me. I don't know. Well, we'll get one guy. But from guys I've spoken with, the key thing that makes people go wrong on being an owner-operator, and I'm taking this from my stepfather 30 years, I'm taking this from guys I've worked with, the key thing that makes everyone go wrong is, why are you doing it? If your only goal was to make money, you got in the wrong position. Because now you got more risks, you got breakdowns and all types of stuff. Your real goal as being an owner op is to have more control. But remember, it's just like, just like being an adult, you want to stay up past 12 o'clock and when you're a kid, because that's all you think of being an adult as being, you forget about that rent, light, gas, and mortgage that got to get paid, So that's the reality of being an owner op. It's all about control. That's the only thing you really gain with becoming an owner operator. And again, don't believe me, man. Let me explain. I always want to break this down. This is the way to go about checking it out for yourself. Try to find owner operators who are unhappy with the company. You can always find them at the terminal. You always find them. Find guys who are happy and then find guys who are kind of just starting. Starting lease, starting just bought their own truck and leasing on to the company, things like that. Now you're going to start finding out who's real, who really has a problem with the company, and who really doesn't have a problem with the company. That's really it, man. You really going, you know, you're going to send a message. You know, you're going to, I shouldn't say you're going to send a message, but you're going to get the message about what I talk about, the wrong way the guys get into the industry. I mean, I have talked to guys, grown men who've told me that I'm in the industry of being an owner-operator or the trucking industry because I always wanted one of those big trucks with those stacks on it. I always wanted a big classic. That'd be like me saying, I own a corner store because I like the brick building. I always wanted to own a brick building. Well, what? That's not a good business plan. And believe it or not, there are guys who will tell you that. I'm in this because I want a brick building. I like the freight. I mean, that's not the way you start a business. You start a business because you want more control, because you want to make, you want to have the opportunity to make more money, but there's no guarantee on that. So you really got to think about, why are you doing this? Are you doing this for the right reasons? Or are you doing this for the wrong reasons? Is this about creating more opportunity to get home for the family, creating more opportunity to make more money? All right, that's great. But if it's not about creating that, if it's about owning a pretty truck, you're going to lose a lot of money. Because the pretty trucks don't really make money. They don't flow through the air very well. You want that aerodyne, that aerodynamic truck. And again, ask anybody out there. There's a reason every trucking company in the fleets, all the fleet trucking companies, have all of a sudden ditched the classics, for the most part. I mean, back when I started, back in 2005, dude, there was classics everywhere. Now, you can barely find one, and when you do find one, they modify those to be more aerodynamic. It's all about saving fuel. Fuel is up again, as you see. Shoot, I'm up in Michigan, and gas is 307. I haven't looked at diesel, but I'm assuming it's up. And, you know, you really got to think about it, man. Just think about the fundamentals and break down, I always say, break down everything you need. And the key to owner-operator, man, is just spending money effectively. Don't just buy cheap parts. Buy cheap parts that last. Don't just buy cheap tires. Buy the cheap tires that work the best and give you the most money. You want to become an accountant when you become a truck driver or owner operator. You want to literally be able to know every single thing about your truck, mathematically broken down all the way to the dollar, the nickel, and the quarter. Another best advice I'll give you just from talking to guys, never, ever, ever have two major loans. Either pay your house off, or pay your truck off, or get a small loan with your truck. Never have two major loans. That is a downfall. A lot of guys will go out and buy a new truck. That can be $140,000. They don't have a house. That can be $120,000. Now you're in debt. You know, we in debt $260,000. That's too much money. You know what I mean? Either pay your house off, or get a cheap truck. You can get a good truck for $10,000, $20,000. I know that sounds insane. I know car thinking makes us think that, no, you can't do that, but you really can. You can have a good truck for $10,000, $20,000. You know, it's just one of those things where you got to remember, in trucking, it's all about proving, as far as buying a truck, it's about something that's proven itself over and over again. So an older truck, even though it may have a lot wrong with it, it's proven that it can make it to 1,000,000 miles because it's been running for 5, 10 years or whatever, how many miles on it. Most trucks, another thing as well, most trucks go to 800,000 to 1,000,000 miles before they either have the engine rebuilt, and then they run it to maybe 600,000, and they get a new engine or they get a new truck. Some guys do a 4-year trade, which is profitable, but at today's prices, not really, especially when you add an interest and everything. So, again, don't take my word for it. I always want you guys to go out there and talk to people. When I give you a great line, a way to speak with owner-operators, tell them, sir, I'm thinking about becoming an owner-operator. Could you tell me, what is your business, like, what's your business plan? Like, when do you decide to buy a new truck? Or would you recommend buying a cheaper truck or a $10,000 truck or $20,000 truck? You know, talk to them in that manner. You know, you'll really see it. But the reason I say break it down, like when I said what kind of truck, or shoot your plan out, what you're planning to do, shoot it out to them. The reason I say that is because truck drivers, as you know, can be long-winded. And if you don't shoot the point to them immediately, you know, what you're thinking of doing, then you'll end up sitting there in a 30-minute conversation about, you know, nothing, or how he don't like Obama, or how he like Obama, or anything else other than what you really want to talk about. So try to shoot the point out there and get that person's feedback. And, you know, write that feedback down. You know, because it really takes at least 30 truck drivers with, I would say, you want to have at least almost close to an even up and even down. Guys who would say be an owner operator, guys who would say never do it, guys who making money, guys who not making money, and understand the guys who don't have business plans, find out what business plans are actually working, and, you know, just really farm those resources. And that's really it, man. But I just wanted to talk about the reasons to get into trucking. Even on operator, I mean, the key to getting into trucking, the reason to get on operating, and the good reason to get into trucking is for more control, you know, and being your own boss. Anything else other than that is worthless. Well, I am having a good day, guys. I'm loving what I do. And I'm just trying to, you know, give you guys a heads up, getting into the industry, one of the reasons to do it. So don't get me wrong, you can make money, but you will have to prove yourself before you get to the money. Just like I also said on operating, you know, you can do that from the bat, or you can do it, wait time and learn about the industry. I would say give yourself at least 2 years, you know, especially if you got a marriage and a wife. You know, always remember that if you're an operator, that's a lot of stress. And having a wife and being an operator, that's even more stress. So you definitely got to make sure mama's approving of it now. You know, don't get out on the road and get like some guys and start forgetting you got a wife at home, and then you mess around and not have a home. So that's it, guys. That's how to truckdriver101.com. I'm Big Ken. Today we just talked about reasons to get in the game and a little bit about CR Angling. And remember, guys, slow time is coming up quick. Most companies will not be hiring in probably close to December. So if you're going out to the trucking companies to start out, get that schooling done, man, and get your butt out there. I'll talk to you guys later. That's how to truckdriver101.com. You can go to the website, and we have the store and everything all listed in the top. It's on another page. All you got to do is to the top, the little gray bar, and you'll see it. It lists the YouTube site, the podcast, and everything else. So check out the website, how to truckdriver101.com. Thank you, guys, and have a good day.